Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
One of my friends just texted me a Star Wars quote. Now that I'm 40 in one day, your power is a weak old man. Let's go right back to your calls. You've been holding long enough, and Paul Craig Roberts is coming up on geopolitics, huge breaking news on finances. It's all coming up, but right now let's go to Kim in Washington. Thank you for holding. As another first-time caller, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling today because I wanted to talk about my daughter. She was damaged by the MMR vaccine when she got her booster.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the really bad ones, yeah.
It is. And, you know, the doctors have been denying that this has happened.
Well, of course, they're accomplices.
Sure. Well, so she got her shot, and within a couple hours, she started walking like she was drunk.
Well, that's standard. That's a neurological autoimmune response in the brain, like similar to Guillain-Barré. Right. Is that what they told you, or they deny that?
No, well, they've said that this is a mysterious illness. And so it went from her walking like she was drunk to having double vision to being unresponsive, small seizures, and she ended up in the hospital with massive brain swelling.
There you go. I mean, I've interviewed so many medical doctors, that's why I know that. Look, the vaccine inserts say it can do that to you. But listen, here's the problem. You're lucky they didn't say you beat her up with the brain bleeding, because it's much worse for boys, because they're not as strong blood-brain barrier as women. Women are much tougher than men when it comes to trauma, you name it, because they have to go through childbirth. That's a genetic fact of all mammals. It's on record.
Right.
From whales to Homo sapiens sapien. And I'm just so sad to hear this, but imagine the little boys. It's many times worse. And then they give the 18-month-old the third round. You're blessed if they have the convulsion and then become autistic from brain damage right there in the hospital, because then they look at the surveillance camera and can't say you beat them up, because they like the double juicy bonus of putting you in prison and institutionalizing the child they've just brain damaged. But I'm sorry, go back to what happened to your daughter.
So now she is legally mentally disabled.
Ah.
She's in the sixth grade, and she does second grade level work.
How old was she when they hit her with the Kimwep?
This actually happened. I got them done late, so this actually happened between the first and the second grade.
Yeah. And so she was doing great up the first and second grade. And then they lied to you and said it was the law. You got to have the shots for school, which is not true. It's part of a criminal conspiracy, a eugenics operation. And then you gave her the shot, and this happened.
Yes, and the reason I'm calling is because
talk right into your telephone. I think somebody else is on your phone line listening.
Oh,
somebody
I'm
else
sorry.
At your house. Go ahead.
So there's two reasons why I'm calling to tell this story. The first is that this could not have happened to my daughter if I was a so-called anti-vaccination conspiracy nut. The second reason I am calling is because I made a huge mistake by never questioning the doctors in the system. This is my only way to honor her now, is by telling people what has happened to her.
I'm obnoxious. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to come back and give you the floor for 4 minutes to start the whole story over and tell it as a testament. Because I get so upset when you start talking, because I know what you're going to say, and I've seen it thousands of times. I'll see an autistic kid, and I'll say, let me guess, 18 months, third round, MMR. I mean, it's like clockwork. It's all on purpose. There's all these government documents. They admit it. And they're just literally trying to kill our children's brains. And I just love my daughter so much, and my son, and I have empathy. I feel your daughter as if it was my daughter, and it makes me very violent feeling. I'm going to be quite honest with you, and I just hope the doctors are all real proud of themselves, and the cancer, the brain damage, the autism up 30,000% now. Stay there, ma'am. I'm going to come back to you, start the whole story over, give a testament from Kim, and then we'll talk to Jonathan, and we'll talk to Reese, Joseph, Duluth, and others. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
That's right. And the enemy's operations are so over the top. The eugenicist by the 40s said we're having trouble forcibly sterilizing people worldwide and dumbing them down. And the answer was from the Soviet gulags. This is the Pulitzer Prize winning, two Pulitzer Prize winning books on the Nuremberg trials, because the Nazis had adopted hydrofluorosilicic acid at about 3 parts per million. They do 1.6 part per million here to massively reduce IQ points at least 20%. 1.6 does it between 7 IQ and 14 IQ, depending on the study you look at. I'm giving you Harvard studies. I'm giving you Chinese government studies, Japanese government studies, Canadian studies, University of Texas studies. You don't believe me? Just type in University of Texas study on fluoride IQ. I mean, just you know, take the challenge. Find out why I'm so freaked out. And I've always been a sane person, but it is insane what the globalists are doing, and to sit there and watch them carry it out. And to know that you keep hearing about secret sterilizations in Texas and California that are totally illegal, where they grab foster kids, you name it, and sterilize them, prisoners and sterilize them. And they'll even do surgery tests on them and test dioxin on them. You know, it comes in, it's like, well, nobody's going to get in trouble, and it's all been sealed. And, oh, we did take your blood from birth since 1972 and put it in a global database, and companies say they own your blood now, blah, 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 your DNA. And then a lady called in the last segment, who just joined us, Kim in Washington, and I was illustrating, let me guess, she took the shot and then had blood on the brain and convulsions and then lost a bunch of her IQ. Because, see, it's designed to only skim off 10, 20 points. But sometimes you have a catastrophic event, especially in males, because of the blood-brain barrier and other issues, according to medical doctors. And I'm here talking about, it's not like Joe Stalin lining folks up and shooting them or Hitler. They just have doctors who believe in what they're doing. The nurses, they're brain-damaging people. They pretty much know what's going on now, but they can't admit the whole thing was wrong. Going back 8 years ago now, the American Dental Association, via lawsuits and their own toxicologist going public, the head toxicologist in Canada, who's also a dentist, has gone public, who promoted fluoridation, and he's now apologized. That was 2 years ago. That was all over the Canadian papers about how deadly it is and how he believed the lies. The point is that for about 8 years ago now, you can look this up, they said stop giving children under six fluoride toothpaste or fluoride water. But then you notice they rolled out fluoride for kids in all the major bottled water, started fortifying juice drinks with it and stuff, calling it minerals added for flavor. And they put the most deadly type. You need calcium fluoride or you will die. Very small amounts of it. You need arsenic, very low amounts, or you will die. You need lead, very low amounts, or you will die. It's all part of the chain reaction, ring structure, cell transfers, according to scientists we've interviewed. It's well-known science, but they're giving it to you at hundreds of thousands of times what you need. And they're giving you the electrified hydrofluorosilicic acid. So they're taking it and turbocharging it so that it then acts as an adjuvant to the other drugs added to the food and water to then elevate the level of the drugging. And that's why people look so unhealthy and society screwed up. I mean, you're in the matrix, folks. You're being hit with chemical biological attack. That's why when some arrogant cop or somebody yells at me filming in public, I start laughing. I go, man, you're a slave. They're going to take your pension fund. You know this isn't freedom. Why are you following these orders? How much of your family's dying of cancer right now? I did this in England and the U.S. repeatedly on tape. And they just go, oh, what do you know about that? I'm like, well, I saw in the local British paper that half the Brits by 2010 are going to have cancer. He goes, I know. Why is it going up? Why has everybody got it? And I'm like, it's a chemical biological warfare program. Here are some books you can read written by the enemy. You understand you're not part of the winning team. And they go, I already know that. I'm just following my orders. Well, I'm like, okay, just whatever, man. I told you what's going on. And I'm not a hero. I'm nothing special. They're killing us. Of course I'm warning you. It's not special that I'm telling you this. It's crazy. They put plastic in most of the fast food bread that gives you kidney failure and liver failure on record. And I think about this woman who called in. And her little sweet first-grade daughter, who they lied to and said, take the MMR shot. Just joined us. She was telling the story. I wanted to recap the whole thing without me interrupting. And they gave her the MMR shot, and then she couldn't walk. First, she was stumbling. They couldn't walk. Then had seizures, blood on the brain. They admitted it all. So we don't know what the mystery illness is. Folks, they designed Gardasil to eat your ovaries. We told you that 8 years ago with scientists and doctors. And they had Rick Perry lie and say it's the law to take it. And a majority of Texas girls lined up and took it. And, folks, they are wrecks now. And they got away with it. They got away with it. And I've had Rick Perry's staff not once but twice now. People I see on TV, but off record. You know, people that are really come to me and apologize. And go, what do we do? One of them was in the military at Fort Sam Houston. And saw special forces brought in. It was 6 years before Endgame. It came to the Endgame premiere, so that was 14 years ago. Right when Perry was already governor, or about to be governor. And he came in, this is before he worked for Perry, and they all gave him inoculations. I think he said it was eight of them. and they all died 2 days later, and they strapped them all down. They said, we're giving them inoculations. They went, oh, they don't give you all the info. They go, oh, they're sick. They're convulsing. Probably some type of rabies or something, weaponized rabies. They strapped them all down as these special forces guys were murdered. Then they sent guys in hazmat suits to spray bleach all over the walls and take them out. And before they did that, they sucked all the blood out of the troops. And you know what they were going to do. They're using their blood as growth medium. They literally took the troops and sucked their blood out for growth medium. You want to compromise with these people? You think they just use fetal cells to grow vaccines? They use the troops' blood and organs. You're nothing to them, and the sooner you figure that out, the sooner we're going to turn this around. And he goes, what do I do? He goes, Rick Perry's really good. You know, he believed in all that. He didn't. He goes, but I know a lot of this is true because I saw it. You saw it, didn't you? But what? You know, give him shots, watch him die. It's loving. It's loving. So take all the shots, okay? The government wants to help you. Let's talk to Kim. Kim, you've got 4 minutes. Tell your story of what happened to your daughter, where you're at, and how it all unfolded. Go ahead.
Starting from the beginning or where we're at now?
No, no, because some stations just joined us. Start over what your daughter, what happened.
Okay. My daughter was vaccinated by the MMR vaccine, the booster. Within a couple hours, she started walking like she was drunk. She could not walk a straight line. And this continued for a few weeks. And, you know, honestly, I was so young. I didn't really connect it to the shot, unfortunately. It was looking back now that I've seen, you know, it started within a couple hours. It continued on for weeks. She'd be walking and then just fall over on the ground.
And let me guess, the hospital didn't even tell you to give her Benadryl or anything to reduce swelling or anything. They just said, we don't know what's happening. Yeah.
No.
And we're like, we're giving your daughter a gift. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure. And I took her back to the doctor and told him what was happening. And, you know, they had no explanation. They didn't even, it was almost like they were just ignoring what I was saying. And so she started complaining of double vision. You know, I'd be talking to her and she'd be like, Mommy, I see a whole bunch of you. And, you know, I took her back to the doctor for that. And
no putting her on ice, no giving her Benadryl, no nothing. And they knew full well what they just done, but they couldn't diagnose it or they would admit they did it. So they sat there and watched her lose her IQ. But tell us what happened next.
Absolutely. And so, you know, she'd go into these spells where she'd just stare. And I'd try and talk to her and she wouldn't even talk back to me. This continued for months, about 2 months. I took her to the doctor. I took her into the ER for the double vision. They all ignored me. Honestly, they ignored me. After 2 months, I looked in at her and she was completely slumped over. She couldn't move. She couldn't even pick up her own head. But she was complaining of headaches. And so I took her into the hospital and they were trying to say she had meningitis and all of these crazy things that she did not have. The test came back negative.
Of course.
And she had massive brain swelling. They had to put her on steroids to get the brain swelling to stop. We were in there for weeks.
But it slowed it down, didn't it?
Yeah.
But see, they could have given you that minutes after, but they can't admit they just did it. So they send you off. And for liability, I mean, these people, these doctors and nurses are murdering people's brains. You know, a lot of people die. I mean, just search woman dies after flu shot, boy dies after flu shot, boy dies after MMR shot. It's happening all the time.
It is happening all the time. And, you know, my daughter was one of those people. And her life has been changed forever
This is too powerful. We're skipping the break. The money doesn't matter. Can skip the break. Continue, ma'am. Go ahead.
Thank you. Before this happened, she was a happy, thriving little girl. She had friends. She had fun. She did excellent in school. Granted, she didn't have a lot of schooling under her belt because she was young, but she was doing wonderful. She was such a sweet, happy girl. And when this happened, it felt like when I left that hospital, my daughter died, and I have someone else now.
No, that's what they did. They gave your daughter partial lobotomy, and they do that to little babies every day. They do it to little girls, little boys. They sterilize them with the Gardasil, and it's all on record. But it's so horrible, the public can't admit it. And even when doctors get brain-damaged children themselves, they won't admit it, most of them. But let me tell you, most doctors I know and nurses, they pressured me 3 times to give shots, even though the doctor we have is a listener and a good lady. But it's such a cult from the hospital management, and the nurses will always go, we don't give our kids it either. We know it causes autoimmune stuff, but we get fired if we don't push it. And we need, this is, but because all we're talking about is gay, lesbian, black, white, you know, blah, 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 Michelle Obama's arms, while meanwhile they're doing this to everybody, and it tears my guts out, and but also sends me into a rage, because here's the deal. They're now beginning, for the first time ever in California and New York, actual forced inoculations, where they're not just lying and saying it's the law to show their criminality. It's the law this August to get vaccinated. There's 50 vaccines by law you've got to get. Show up at Zilker Park in Austin to get your free shots, parents. Prevent disease. And people will even collapse there, or they'll go, oh, they just got scared by the shot. My daughter's having a convulsion 10 minutes after. Well, that we don't know what that is. Blood's coming out their nose, out their ears, you know. That's a gift. That's the gift of the New World Order. It's a sacrament. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic with you. Your pain really gets to me, but I'm being cynical with dark satire back at the people that go along with this. I know medical doctors who literally I've run into and then I knew years ago, let's just say connected to family, who literally hate my guts because I talk about this, and they go, well, there are some problems, but problems are outpaced by benefits, cost-benefit analysis. But that's not even true. And they go, well, don't you believe in the science of inoculation and acquired immunity? And I go, yes, I know it's 500 years old. I know it started with pox. I know how it was. They took the pustules with a toothpick and shove it under the skin. I get all that. Give someone a lesser exposure so they don't get the full exposure. Give it to them when their immune system's up, not down. You'd usually get it when you had a bad immune system, and it would kill you. So give it to someone when they're doing well. Still, though, the pox treatment could kill people sometimes. It was a cost-benefit analysis. But pox out of somebody's pussy arm put into your son or daughter so that they don't get it when they're sick and then die is not genetically engineered super weapons by a global government known for doing 100 years of secret testing and literally creating Nazi Germany as a testing ground and then destroying it, who are involved in depopulation and openly saying babies are like mackerel. I have articles here today where they're now coming out saying it's end-of-life planning to kill your unborn child or your baby. I mean, that's how... There it is right there on screen. This is the type of stuff that we're talking about. And when you're faced with something this evil, this over the top, by the authorities, it's hard for the average person to come to grips with it. I believe in the science of inoculation. The elites get very special, proprietary, multi-thousand dose, made in incredibly clean laboratories. They get real vaccines. And that's come out in the news. The British elite, the German government, and the German military heard about it and said, we're not taking it unless you give us that. This is the issue. Then they lie to you and say, oh, we've cleaned up the vaccines. No, they haven't. It's not cleaning them up. It's done on purpose. Bayer put HIV and hepatitis in the Factor VIII and knew it and shipped it out to hundreds of thousands and killed them. Okay, and that all came out in court, folks. That's on the news. They wanted to kill people. They knew and did it. They want to kill you. They will kill you if they can. But they don't want you to know how you got killed. They want to hit you in 20 years you, down the road you drop with debilitating diseases. They know what you're going to get from what they've done to you. They develop the treatments, not the cures. And then while testing all this stuff on you, they're developing life extension technologies for themselves. And I've given you the entire paradigm of the enemy. Your daughter is not dead. Her soul is there. She can be taught to grow again. I would limit the television screen time. I would play her classical music. I would pray for her. I would take her to the top of clear, clean mountains. And she will. She can come back from it. Your daughter is not dead. They wish she was. But God bless you, and I really appreciate your call.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And sometimes I go off when I get a caller like that for 20, 30 minutes because, ladies and gentlemen, this is so serious. Talk about dehumanization. Police shoot helper dog instead of they shoot labs, you name it all the time. They'll come out with their tail wagging. They'll shoot them. In some cases, the dogs are growling, and I get why somebody shoots a big, scary dog, but it's not a bull mastiff. It's not a, you know, it's a pit bull or something. They shoot chihuahuas and stuff as a default. You should be a little bit more manly if you want to be a cop or womanly, Valkyrie-like. But here's Ja'Kari Jackson's report on this event that happened a few days ago from InfoWars Nightly News. Police shoot a service dog. Here's the report. It's a fat lab barking. Obviously tell that dog's not a threat. The cop should just yell and say, get out of here. To kick it in the head.
At some point, we've all been annoyed by a barking dog or a dog on the loose, and sometimes police are called in to handle these situations. But is this the type of police response that you would want to happen in your own front yard? And yes, once again, those dogs should have been under the direct supervision and control of their owner. But with a modern officer carrying things such as pepper spray, was lethal force really necessary? And let's stay on this topic of lethal force. What if the gun was turned the other way and the officer was in the crosshairs? That's exactly what happened right here in the state of Texas. Sheriffs looking for marijuana burst into a man's home and ran straight into gunfire by a startled resident, killing an officer. The resident was able to avoid a murder charge, but it goes to show that over-aggressive police tactics can backfire on officers. Over-aggressive tactics such as kicking a woman out of her own home. A woman was displaced from her home so a SWAT team could perform reconnaissance, much like we saw during the Boston bombing. But to give credit where it's due, not all officers are out in the streets behaving badly, such as in New York, where they just busted up a New York crime syndicate with joint agency cooperation. So if we have more stories like this, police going after real crimes and going after the real perpetrators and not harassing the general populace, we can break free of this current police state. You can find more reports at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
All right, that's Ja'Kari Jackson, and that's just a minute and a half of the 30-minute news transmission every night, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. I've got a Leanne McAdoo report I've got to get to, but I don't think we have time to air it right now. I'm going to air it later in the broadcast because it's so important. It deals with a dumpster-diving professor who's trying to teach us that we should live with nothing so that the globalists can have bigger red carpets, bigger palaces, and live like kings, while telling us we can't have air conditioning or over a 250-square-foot home so that more of what we make can be paid in taxes. That's what the austerity is all about. That's going to be coming up after Dr. Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. We're going to play that with Gerald Celente and talk about this artificial scarcity economy that is Agenda 21 worldwide grid. Briefly, super male vitality, folks, is the number one item that people reorder. The highest level of reorder for super male vitality. That's a fusion of, what is it, 8 top herbs from organic, concentrated form. And you've heard the rave reviews. We got 15% off going on super male vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. We brought you the best available, period. I said, no expense will be spared. I want the best, Dr. Grabe. And it's blowing people away. The problem is we're going to sell out at the rate we're selling it in about 4 or 5 days, and then it might be as much as 2 weeks before we get more because they're waiting for one other herb to come in because we don't have the dry herbs. We have the raw herbs, the concentrated. So if you want to get it, order it now. People just love this 15% off. Kind of hurting myself doing it, but I just it funds the operation as well, so you win. There's no way you can lose. purchasing products at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have the new Molon Labe shirt that I think is the best-looking T-shirt we've ever had. Come and take it with the Greek Spartan and the M4s on the front, InfoWars.com on the back. That's InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase is vital to our resistance.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a seven-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are joined for the next 25 minutes by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He's an American economist, and he's, of course, a syndicated columnist as well. He's a former editor of the Wall Street Journal and Business Week. And he is the father of Reaganomics, and he's really needs no introduction to our audience. We have a lot of new stations, a lot of new listeners, so I guess he does. And we'll give you his website address as well on screen coming up here in just a moment. We also carry his work at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But before I go any further, I just want to cover the waterfront with him to make sense of what's going on in the economic meltdown, clearly a global depression. This Market Watch article, scary 1929 market chart, gains traction. Government is gearing up for a collapse. I think we're going into a slow collapse, but I want to get an update from him on that. But first, the reason I wanted to get him on last week and now he's here is to talk about Ukraine. And again, I'm not a Putinite, but compared to what we've got, our system's so bad, he's not aggressively trying to expand things and stop the Syria war, the purge of Christians. Clearly the Saudi Arabians are bombing them because they didn't go along with the takeover of Syria to destabilize the Olympics. But you see Ukraine not voting at first to go with the EU. And now Russia is not even trying to control Ukraine from what I've seen. I want a free and independent Ukraine. And George Soros' people are all over this, as usual, trying to destabilize Russia because they want a new world order run by the Wall Street kleptocrats. They want a new world order run by anti-free market folks that make the Wolf of Wall Street, Jordan Belfort, look like a saint. That's the bottom line. This is not America doing this to Russia. This is criminal elements doing it, in my view. I want Dr. Roberts' take on that. So there's the preface of my questions and how I see it. This is a big deal, though, to be trying to overthrow Ukraine, and audio recordings of this, obviously, with ambassadors coming out, and a very serious situation. Dr. Roberts, give us your expert breakdowns. I know you were in big talks with the Russians so they bring down their empire at the end of the Reagan administration. I know that you know a lot of these folks. You know the French. You've gotten their highest award for some of the work you've done on that front as well. What's really happening right now?
In Ukraine, there was a joint effort initially between the EU and Washington to bring Ukraine into NATO and into EU. Now, the EU just wanted an expansion of its domain. Washington wanted to have the Ukraine incorporated into NATO so they can put more military bases on Russia's frontier. And they also want to have their puppets running the country so that it can be opened up for looting by the American banks and the American corporations. You know, like, for example, Latvia was. So what has happened is for many years, Washington and also the EU have been financing what are called NGOs, non-governmental organizations, in Ukraine. Last December, this Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State, who's running the operation, the American operation there, told the National Press Club that Washington had invested $5 billion in agitation in the Ukraine. And so what we're witnessing now is all of these NGOs, some of them pretend to be human rights organizations, some pretend to be educational, to teach democracy, some are just provocative. And they have used these, that is the State Department, the CIA, have used these institutions, these NGOs, to have this ongoing protest. Now, the EU and Washington have now fallen out over this because the EU has realized that for Washington to take over the Ukraine is a direct threat to Russia. And they realize that Russia can cut Europe off from oil and natural gas, and they realize that if there's a war, Europe will be destroyed.
And that's why we don't need Ukraine to fall to the EU that's going to suck it dry. That's like asking to have cancer implanted in you. Clearly predatory. As you know, their own EU documents have come out that it was a planned program to consolidate and suck countries dry. So the Ukrainians vote to not join it. And so they have hordes of paid operatives take to the streets. It'd be one thing if these were real, you know, Ukrainians wanting to get rid of their government. But clearly these are foreign manipulated saboteur operatives by every benchmark.
Well, the NGOs are financed by the West, and they have provoked it. But I think most of the people out there are just dupes, and they're Ukrainians.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the Western Ukraine is...
Sure, I'm talking about the NGOs that are made up of Ukrainian operatives.
Sorry?
I was talking about the NGOs themselves, doctors.
Well, I was in Washington when they decided to create the National Endowment for Democracy, which is sort of the parent organization for these NGOs. And the explicit purpose given was that it would be used to destabilize Eastern Europe and Soviet republics, and would be used for the benefit of American hegemony. And that's the reason it was created. And so we've seen it operate in many places. They tried to achieve that revolution, that color revolution in the Ukraine. What did they call it? The Orange Revolution, I think.
Yes, they've tried over and over again.
And they came very close to getting the Ukraine there. And
they tried to have Georgia start a war with Russia. A very dangerous situation. What do you expect Russia to do? I mean, they're starting to really get in more of a fighting stance.
Well, I don't know what they will do. One prospect is the country will split apart, because the eastern Ukraine is more Russian. It's Russian Orthodox. The western Ukraine is less Russian. It's Catholic. And I think that it's really two countries, and what you may see is a split. What I find so distressing is that the Ukrainians I think these protests are largely in the West, Western part.
No, they are. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And so what I find distressing is that these protesters are such dupes that they're destroying the independence of their own country. They don't understand that if you are in the EU, that your national government is subservient to the EU.
How can they not look at Greece and Spain and Ireland and everywhere? I mean, this is like wanting to get in the car with Jeffrey Dahmer or something. Why would anyone want to join the EU?
That just shows the influence of the NGOs. You know, the NGOs, like Victoria Nuland said, Washington has spent $5 billion. That's $5,000 million. You can buy a lot of people for that money. You can buy a lot. And the years of agitation by these NGOs, and also, you know, in the Western Ukraine, there's a huge disaffection from Russia. There's this romantic form of Ukrainian nationalism. And there's a real dislike of Russia. And so even though Ukraine is independent now, they have this notion that, well, the country will somehow be under Russia's thumb unless we can get under the thumb of the Europeans and the Americans. So it's kind of a nonsensical thing, but it is very dangerous, because I think that the Russians do view a NATO basis in the Ukraine, or in Ukraine as it's called now.
That's right on their border.
As a direct threat. And so and this is why there's now a divergence between the EU and the United States, and why Victoria Nuland said, you know, screw the EU.
Now, for those that don't know, tell them about that.
Well, the Europeans realized that this was going too far, and they wanted to stop encouraging the protests, because they understand that it dawned on them it's a threat to Russia, and then therefore it's an indirect threat to Europe. And so the Europeans, the EU, said, we've had enough, let's stop these protests. And Washington said, no, we're going to keep them going. We're going to use the protests, turn it into a revolt, take over the government. See, we've got a list of the candidates we're going to put in charge. And the EU was protesting.
And by the way, that's what the Russians used to do, was get a quasi-puppet government in that would then invite them into these countries. We are doing what the USSR used to do. I mean, we're doing the bad guy deeds, correct?
But we always have, especially in Central and South America. There's never been any difference, really, between the United States and the Soviet Union and how they manipulate other countries. But what we're doing now is we're manipulating the countries in the Russian sphere of influence. We've gone beyond our own sphere of influence. The whole world now is our sphere of influence. No other country has.
And what do you make? What's the strategy? I mean, I want your take on this, to have the athletes dressing like women. I mean, you know, everybody loved us because of James Dean and John Wayne. And I mean, guys that dress like women, that's great. But should our national symbol be a man in drag? I mean, should that be our symbol at the Olympics? I don't think that propaganda is very well thought out.
No, it's not. But we don't need to get into that right now. We've got the Ukraine and the economy, which are important.
No, absolutely. I'm just saying, like British Deputy Defense Minister said 2 weeks ago, the United States doesn't even seem to have a strategy now except chaos, and we're losing all the soft power. What do you think of Washington right now? I mean, how would you describe its setup? I mean, do they know what they're doing? Are they out of control? What's going on?
I think overall, sort of out of control, but on specific things, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing in the Ukraine. And notice that this week, the House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a resolution supporting the protest in the Ukraine, as if that's got anything to do with the United States. And they issued a threat of imposing sanctions should the Ukrainian police put the protest down. So in other words, if you treat the people there the way our police treat protesters in the United States, we're going to put sanctions on you. So this type of hypocrisy, it must stun the world. You know, what happens to peaceful protesters in the United States? They get beat up and tasered and tear-gassed.
That's right. PaulCraigRoberts.org. Let me ask you this question then. Looking at this, what does your gut tell you? How is the Ukraine going to go?
Well, I don't know. I think that ultimately it could split. Ukraine has given up on putting down the protest, and they even abolished the laws against protest. And the police have been viciously attacked. A lot of them have been burnt with Molotov cocktails. They've been charged with bulldozers, but they haven't replied with the kind of violence that you would expect. Any protesters in the United States acting like the Ukrainian protesters are would have been shot down the streets and killed, because the Ukrainian protests are not peaceful. They're extremely violent, and the police are just sort of sitting there taking it. So I think...
Well, it's clear the government knows it was unpopular to join the EU, so they're acting like they're neutral, but the order's gone down, stand down, let this happen, fake Arab Spring, and then there'll be a civil war, it'll split up, which is the grand strategy of tension that Brzezinski's been pushing, and there you go.
I don't think the United States wants it to split up, because if it does, then the western part will be reincorporated in Russia.
And they won't get the pipelines.
And that's right. And so the rump state wouldn't be enough for the EU or the U.S. But I think what may happen is that the EU simply disassociates from this policy and breaks off from it, which leaves it as a Washington thing only. And that then could weaken it. And
that could be good cop, bad cop, too. Let's get to the economy. We only have a little bit of this segment, the next one left. What do you make of the, I'm sure you've seen the market graph that the Wall Street Journal Market Watch has. Scary 1929 market chart gains traction. If market follows the same script, trouble lies directly ahead. They're slowing down on QE Unlimited. Dr. Roberts.
Well, you have to keep in mind that in 1929, the United States government wasn't in there manipulating every market. There was no plunge protection team, no exchange stabilization plan. There wasn't the Federal Reserve manipulating the price of gold, driving up the price of bonds, manipulating the stock market. Today, all the markets are manipulated, so it would be a mistake to compare manipulating markets to the extent they're manipulated now.
Well, how long can the false reality continue?
I think the Fed can manipulate things until the dollar goes. The only vulnerability that I can see in this is if there's a run on the dollar and they because the pet has really no way to guarantee to support the dollar price. They can't print foreign currencies to buy dollars, and apparently they don't any longer have any gold. So I think
that's right. The Germans asked for their gold a year ago and have gotten basically none of it.
Right. I think that the vulnerability is the dollar. The dollar is what was threatened by QE, and I think the reason they're backing off on QE is trying to take some of the pressure off the dollar. Because if the dollar goes, it's a bigger crisis than the banks failing. And so their house of cards, I think, they can keep it going until there's a foreign run on the dollar. And it may not happen. It's just, you don't know how long they can keep this going.
So that's really it. The liberty, the scientists we had created the greatest technologies. They've been turned towards fraud. The world's at a technological disadvantage, and we're being inserted into a false system. And I guess that's why we see the hubris coming out of Washington.
Right. That's right. Look, the trading desk, as I understand it, the trading desk of the New York Federal Reserve Bank, it is now huge, and they can do everything, stocks, bonds, commodities, gold, foreign currencies, and they have the mechanisms in place to intervene in all of those markets. And in recent columns that I did together with Dave Kranzler, an experienced gold trader, we can isolate to the minute the manipulation.
Incredible. I want to talk about that manipulation straight ahead with Dr. Robertson.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final segment with Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. We've got 6 minutes. I'm going to try to let him cover the rest of the economy, where he sees it going. And then we're coming up in the next hour, Naked Ambition. TSA wants new generation of body scanners. Rough seas ahead. The new Noah movie is a eugenics anti-population, basically alien flick. Some of that's coming up. Dr. Roberts, finishing up with the fact that this whole thing's rigged. I================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ line. What else is on your radar? Where do we go from here? What do we do?
Well, I don't know what we can do, Alex, other than what you and I try to do is give people information that's more or less on the mark. There's no recovery. They continue to pretend that. If you read Janet Yellen's testimony, you know, she's the new Fed chairman, before Congress, it was all about how we have this recovery, which doesn't exist. So when you live in a world of complete, total disinformation, what do you do? What I suspect is going to happen, but I don't know, is the economy will continue to weaken this year. It'll get weaker, so that the deficit becomes a bigger issue again. The debt ceiling has to be raised higher. It puts more pressure, and the Fed will have to restart quantitative easing or boost it, or else they'll have to let the economy go to save the dollar. It's hard to know where the Fed will come out on this because it's really caught between two big crises. One is you cannot forever print your currency in such enormous amounts and not see the exchange value of your currency collapse in the exchange markets. So that is the limit on their ability to have quantitative easing. On the other hand, if they don't do quantitative easing and the economy is weakening, and they're faced with collapse of employment, collapse of the bond market, collapse of the stock market, and that's an immediate crisis.
So what's the slow weaning going to do then?
The slow weaning right now, I think, is show. It's show to take pressure off the dollar. It may be they're running out of the ability to manipulate the gold price, and so they want to take pressure off of quantitative easing on the dollar. You know, one of the reasons for the rapid rise in gold is that people said, well, they're just going to inflate the currency away. Well, quantitative easing sort of proved that that's what they're going to do. So if they back off from it, it sort of quiets down the fears about the dollar being overproduced. I just don't think they have a good long-term plan for their economic situation.
Well, that's evident by the police state gear up, absolutely.
Right. And we also don't know whether they may be caught off guard by what happens in the Ukraine. You know, now Kerry, the Secretary of State, is threatening France with sanctions.
Crazy.
Because French companies are going over to see about doing business with the Iranians because it looks like the sanctions are going to be removed. And so Kerry is threatening France. But when you start threatening your own NATO allies, you don't know what the result is. We know that the German government is very upset with Washington. It can't get its gold. They're spied on. They don't want to be drug into a war with Russia. They're very uneasy about all this Ukraine business. How does it benefit them to have the Russians?
It's simply deteriorating, and we'll get you back up in a month if you can do it to give us an update. Thank you so much, sir, for the time. All right, we'll be right back with the next hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.